recorded in Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Infamous Indie Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Melillo. This show features real-life stories of Indiana's most infamous horrors, Circle City serial killers, and crimes, both current and cold. I sit down and interview people who know these crimes the best. Sometimes they're authors, sometimes law enforcement, and even family members of the victims. In the end, you'll see a darker side of Hoosier hospitality. Hello and welcome to the intro episode for the Infamous Indie Podcast. My name is Joe Melillo, and I am so excited to be able to talk to you right now. Whether you're driving in the car, whether you're just listening to this at the gym, or you're just crazy true crime obsessed and you just need to listen to it all the time wherever you are, at work or hanging out, I want to say thank you. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for clicking on my podcast. It has been a long journey up to this point. In fact, I've had a lot of people give me advice, a lot of people help me, and more importantly, I want to thank my family and friends. Without their support, this would definitely not have happened, especially my wife. I love her to death, and I'm so excited to be able to do this. True crime has really become a passion of mine. It's something I find very interesting, but more so, I like telling people about true crime. There's something about it that kind of speaks to all of us. It's just, and I don't mean in a good way. I mean, it reveals to us the worst parts of human beings, and a lot of times, there's something to be learned from it. We, in this society, you know, sometimes rubberneck on accidents. We find the most grueling part of a newscast the most interesting. But oftentimes we also want to hear those really, really good stories too. So this podcast, I'm going to try to do both. I know it sounds weird for a true crime podcast to kind of flip the script here on that, but that's my goal. A couple of things I wanted to go over in this intro episode was, first off, I wanted to introduce myself. Again, my name is Joe Melillo. I'm a reporter in Indianapolis, Indiana. I've been a reporter for about a decade, and I've learned to talk to people. That's what reporting has taught me. When you talk to people on a regular basis and you talk to a lot of different people, I mean, literally, my job is to call people and find stories and learn about them as quickly as possible and then find an interesting point and bring it to TV and tell it through a visual medium. This is a little different for me in the fact that I only have the voice medium to go off of, but what I really am excited to do is take my interview skills and the stuff I've learned over 10 years in TV broadcast and bring it to this podcast. I want to bring you those people and those stories directly, and you're going to hear it right from them. Whether it's law enforcement, authors of books, or even people who were involved in the crimes, whether it be the criminals or people themselves who were convicted, or victims' family members, which you'll hear in the first episode is a victim's family member. That's the story I want to bring you. And what I find really, really important is to let them tell the story. Now, I still have a lot to learn. I'm not going to pretend that I'm the best interviewer in the world. In fact, I have a lot to learn still to this day. But at least I'm going to allow them to have the microphone and give them a voice. And our back and forth is what you're going to hear. This podcast is going to be, you're going to hear about the story, the case, or the incident that I'm going to be talking about. You're going to hear an intro part of the episode, and then you're going to move on, and we're going to hear a tag. But in between, I'm going to put my full interview. Sometimes I might have to cut things out of that interview just for if the interviewee doesn't want certain things in it while we're talking, you know, just out of respect for them, I can cut that. Most of the time, though, you will hear the full interview. They're going to be about 35 to 40 minutes long, so. And they're going to go all over the place sometimes. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I have four or five interviews in the can that I've already produced that go very long. They're long interviews, but they're so interesting. And in fact, what happens in this style is people get comfortable. Once you start talking more than 10 minutes and you're not in front of a camera, which is something I deal with on a daily basis, is trying to make someone comfortable in front of a camera. what happens with the podcast is all of a sudden they get more comfortable and they tell you things that maybe they wouldn't tell you if it was just a 5-minute interview. I've had a couple of my interviewees tell me things they've never told anybody about these cases before. Things that they've learned that they've only told me. I have a few coming up over the next month or so that I'm really proud of and I'm really excited. Now, these will come out every 2 weeks. I'm planning on starting on February 11th. And then from then on out, it will be about every 2 weeks. Partially the reason being, I need to be able to schedule these interviews out and be able to get up or get to places. Luckily, we have Skype. So some of the interviews are going to be Skype related or Skyped in interviews because some people live out of state. And the cases are going to be any case that is involving Indiana. If the victim is from Indiana and maybe something happened to them outside of the state, I might cover it. I'm always open for suggestions. So if you have ideas, you can always email me at infamousindy.com. There's a connect page and you can go there and you can talk to me there and give me your ideas. I'd love to hear any ideas. But again, Indiana based is where it's come down. So if a victim is from Indiana and they maybe something happened to them in another state, I can cover that. That counts. Things in Indianapolis especially. But there is plenty of true crime events that have happened over the last 50 years because I got to be able to talk to people that were there or at least, you know something about it that are so interesting. You would not believe it could make your blood boil hearing some of these stories. And that's what we're going to go off. Also, really famous cases, H.H. Holmes. He's the Devil in the White City, that book, American Horror Story did a whole series on H.H. Holmes. He created the murder mansion up in Chicago. Well, he has a direct tie to Indianapolis, and I'm going to talk to a historian about it. Someone else, Charles Manson was in the city. Jim Jones, the famous cult, infamous cult leader who killed hundreds, almost 1,000 people through suicide in Guyana. I talked to his son. Yes, his real son. It's his adopted son, but it is his son and was there. He was there and he was 17 years old when it happened. And in fact, Jimmy Jones Jr. talks to me and tells me about his wife and some things that have never been released before. And I'm very proud to be able to bring you that interview. That'll be the second episode, full episode. With that said, why Indiana? Why did I choose this? Well, I live here now. And my true crime obsession not only started with podcasts, but also started with going to these places that are here in Indiana that are landmarks for these terrible things. I know that sounds weird, but to me, that's how history comes alive to me, is I go to these places and I see it and I feel it and I can look at it. And that's what's really interesting to me, you know, to be able to take a tour here in Indianapolis and walk around. And some of these places are not very far apart from each other because Indy has such a long history, from Dillinger in the 1930s to Herb Baumeister up in Westfield. He was a serial killer in the 1990s. So all these places relatively close to each other and within a distance that you could kind of go and see them. But also, it's just interesting to be able to like say, like, this was part of history. This is what happened here. And also remember it. And that's the last angle here. You know, Indianapolis is an important place to me, and I love this community. I've moved here from the East Coast. I'm originally from New York and Connecticut, and through my TV career have moved around. You know, you go to certain markets and you stay there for a couple years and you move on. Well, Indianapolis was my third stop, and 2 weeks into my stop here, I met my wife and I got married, and since then have made this my home because I love it so much. And you'd be surprised how well Indiana is connected into the world, but also to true crime. And that's what I hope to bring you here. I hope to give you an idea of Indiana, maybe the darker side of Hoosier hospitality, as I like to say, and maybe show you some cases and places that you can go to when you visit here and actually see for yourself in person where these places are and who it affected. How these communities have grown from these cases. A lot of times these crimes happen in small town Indiana communities that could be anywhere in the country but are here in the Midwest and are touching so many people. There are lessons to be learned as well. And as you go, as I go along here. That is my goal, to be able to tell you these stories, but also hopefully by talking to the people that are involved, can come up with something to take away from it, to learn from. Because as a society, we have been growing and growing and growing. And as we learn more, you know, we can understand more and how to maybe prevent stuff from like this from ever happening again. Murders, killings, shootings, whatever it is, I hope to be able to stop it. Especially, even one guy about Jim Jones told me that he is he's almost 90 years old. And he told me that he wants to make sure till the day he dies that a cult never takes over again, because he was so impacted by the Jim Jones story that he wants to make that a thing. Because Jim Jones was a cult leader. He started as a pastor right here in Indianapolis. And what I'm saying is that church is still standing to this day right down the street from where I work at Wish TV. So that's my story. That's what this podcast is going to be about. I'm so excited to bring this to you. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoy putting it together. Again, thank you to my friends and family who have encouraged me to keep going, to keep doing this. And with all the passion in my heart, I hope you enjoy it. And if you have any questions or concerns or ideas for me, I am completely open to it. I want to hear from you. Anybody, if you ever want to get a hold of me, it's infamousindie.com, but it's also the Infamous Indie Podcast on Instagram. So if you type in Infamous Indie Pod, and then also Infamous Indie with Joe Melillo on Facebook. You know, with the way social media is, you have to kind of make sure you get the name correctly. So I tried my best to make it easy for you all. And if you have any questions, just head over to the website. I will also be posting show notes there. I also want to post scripts as best as I can. And then hopefully as this continues and as we grow, you'll be able to comment on my stories on my website and on Instagram. So with that, please enjoy my first episode. It's about the recent murders up in Delphi, Indiana, where two little girls were on a hike and their bodies were found on February 14th, 2017. I was there the day that they released the soundbite of the guy, of the suspect, which they now say is a suspect, of the guy saying, "down the hill." And it is a cold case to this day. And I hope one day if you're new to this podcast and you're listening to this, I hope one day it won't be the case. It won't be a cold case anymore. I hope one day they find this guy. But my first episode here that you're about to hear is with the sister of one of those murder victims and what their family went through and what you can do to help. So with that, thanks for joining me. I'm Joe Melillo. And remember, stay safe.